This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition recorded by arrangement with Waterbrook Press, an imprint of Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, LLC. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
This is an audio presentation of Kay Arthur, reading from her new book, Our Covenant God, Learning to Trust Him.
If only he had known, if only I had known. He had been summoned. What could he do? There was no higher authority to appeal to, no one to mediate. He had been bidden to come, and go he must. Most people looked on him with contempt because of his physical appearance. Some even derisively spat out the word cripple as he passed by. He hated the stares of the people who watched his rocking body lumber and jerk as he approached the throne of a man who he was sure desired his death. He sweated profusely. The fear churning within caused his hands to tremble. He clenched them together to hide his misery from the watchful eyes. But it was no use. Both shook. Bitterness had hardened his countenance. But inside he felt as spongy as mud and as worthless as dirt. He felt cheated by life, ignored by God, robbed of a bright and seemingly certain future at the age of 5 when his father and grandfather were killed suddenly in battle. He had spent his life in a barren, no-account, out-of-the-way village. All his life he had successfully hidden from this man, a man who he had been told could never be trusted. Now this man had found him. How much worse could it be? He wondered in irony and heard his angry heart respond with a refusal to weaken. He didn't know it, but in a matter of a few minutes, he would discover how needless his years of bitterness, fear, poverty, and hiding had been. Even his physical disabilities could have been avoided had he and others known one thing, the covenant that had been made on his behalf. And so it was with me, and so it may be with you, or with a friend or family friend, just as it was with Mephibosheth of old, whose story we'll study in depth later. My life was messed up, my body and soul wounded again and again, mangled in a way that could not be seen. My spirit was beaten down. My sense of self-worth auctioned off to the lowest bidder, all because I did not know until the age of 29 about the covenant made on my behalf, about the security and love that had been reserved for me, a covenant that was in the heart of God from the day he first crafted the dust of the earth into a vessel for himself and breathed into him the breath of life. A covenant of unconditional, unfailing, enduring love that would not be rebuffed. A covenant that would bring a security I had never known, a rest I had never found, a certainty I never dreamed possible. A covenant that would so absolutely transform me that it would be as if I were a new person. My old life and its destiny, a mere shadow compared with my new life of security and confidence. It was a covenant that had been there all along, understood by men of old, speaking volumes in each symbolic action, saying more than words could contain from the first trickle of blood spilled upon the earth. A covenant waiting to be discovered, a covenant pulsating from a heart of love, broken by the rejection of man, and yet calling you and me throughout the ages to its ultimate expression, a piece of bread broken in our behalf, a cup of blood-red wine poured out for us, a crown of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?